This weekend, the organizers of the Fayetteville Roots Festival officially announced Lucinda Williams would headline the Saturday night edition of the summer festival. In about 15 minutes, we'll hear about some of the others signed up for this August.
He gave this interview and he acknowledged that. He said, "I was in Fayetteville playing this festival, and here's how it went."
A preview of the fifth edition of the Fayetteville Roots Festival ahead on Ozarks at Large. But before we look ahead, we'll take a look back as Roby Brock from Talk Business Arkansas has the top stories from Arkansas politics and business from the past week.
The University of Arkansas Walton College of Business inducted four new members in the state's Business Hall of Fame. This year's inductees include advertising executive James Faulkner, international businessman Mac McLarty, farmer and lawyer Stanley Reed, and poultry magnate Mark Simmons. We've got profiles of all four men at talkbusiness.net. Governor Mike Beebe said this week there are a multiplicity of reasons Arkansas legislators should vote to fund Arkansas's private option plan. Beebe said Arkansas businesses are estimated to save $38 million a year by not having to pay penalties under the federal health care law as a result of the private option. Also, private option funding helps Arkansas hospitals, especially rural medical operations, Beebe said. He predicted the upcoming vote in the fiscal session will be a close vote, but he believes legislators will ultimately deal with logic and money and set aside ideology as they decide the private option's fate. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mike Ross proposed a major overhaul of the state's personal income tax structure on Wednesday. He said the plan would have to be phased in over time as allowed by state's finances. The total price tag of the restructuring would cost an estimated $575 million. The crux of Ross's plan would be to retroactively index Arkansas income tax brackets. Ross's likely Republican rival, Asa Hutchinson, said the plan was not serious. Last November, Hutchinson proposed a $100 million tax reform proposal. Oaklawn and Southland saw double-digit spikes in their overall electronic games of skill wagers in 2013. EGS wagers include gambling spent on video blackjack and poker, as well as slot machines and other casino-style games. The latest statistics showed Oaklawn topping the $1 billion hurdle in those wagers in 2013, and Southland's gambling wagers cleared $2 billion. Combined, electronic games of skill wagers between the two racetracks was $3.2 billion for the full year. Arkansas tax revenues held up year-to-date, but sluggish sales collections in January were an ominous sign. For the first 7 months of the state's fiscal year, gross revenue totaled $3.4 billion. That's up about 2.1% above last year, and it is above forecast. Sales and use taxes represented the major drag on collections in January, said state economist John Shelnut. Van Buren-based USA Truck and Knight Transportation of Phoenix have settled litigation related to Knight's attempted hostile takeover bid. Knight went public on September 26 with a $9 per share bid for USA Truck, but it was rejected. USA Truck sued Knight, claiming it improperly used USA Truck's confidential information to begin a creeping hostile acquisition. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed, but both firms issued positive statements regarding the legal move. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. Thank you.